Amen. Who's on the Lord's side? Who's on the Lord's side? Amen. Come on, Pastor. They all on the Lord's side.
Hallelujah. Let's give them another hand clap of praise and thank God. It's many blessings. I want to thank you for your space here today. Fought your way through the storm and through the weather and all that's going on and made your way to the house of the Lord one more time. Let us pray. Father, as we come now, in the name of Jesus, God, to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory. God, I thank you for another opportunity, God, to be able to stand, to expound on your word, to be in the midst and fellowship with your people. I thank you, Lord, for just blessing us and waking us and starting us and feeding us and keeping us. And even through these dangerous times, Lord, we are still praying that healing will come, that we will repent and turn from our ways, that you can honor your word and heal our land. While I'm praying, Lord, I want you to remember my friend and my brother, Pastor Darrell Lee Carr, his wife and children. Remember his church family, St. Paul United Church of Christ. I ask you, God, to touch and heal his body. Give him strength, God, in the loss of his mother. I want you to remember our apostle and bishop, Zella Case and Bishop Case and Martin, and I want you to strengthen them and remember her, God, in her infirmity, God, that only you, as we touch the hem of your garment, can make us whole. Then, God, those here under the sound of my voice, those who may be Facebook Live on the phone, call, God. I pray that, and I know that you hear our prayers. I pray today, God, that you will manifest in someone's life. Give us clarity of vision, Lord, where we may be lost. Give us direction, God, where we may be at the crossroads of life. And then, God, I pray that your spirit will come, that there will be unity and harmony in your body. We love you today, and we trust you. Pray, God, you get his fair preacher strength for a little while, that Michael move out the way and Christ be seen. And your word do what it says, that it accomplish the work that you sent it out to do, and it will not return void. In Jesus' name I pray, let the faithful of God say amen. Well, if you all want to get on with this Sunday school lesson this morning, invite your attention to the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. I will begin reading at the 22nd verse through the 33rd verse. Matthew's Gospel, 14th chapter, 22nd through the 33rd verse. Very powerful text. Reading from the New King James Version. It reads in verse 22, chapter 14, thusly, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. While he sent the multitude away, when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. Verse 24, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." They cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The boat was in the middle of the sea and the wind was contrary, and Jesus came to them on the fourth watch of the night. Amen. And he said, they were afraid, and he said to them, be of good cheer. It is I. I want to speak to you from a subject this morning for a short while. There's a blessing in the storm. There's a blessing in the storm. Going through some hard times right now, most of us are, but there's a blessing in the storm. Some folk are sick, but there's a blessing in the storm. Some folk have lost loved ones or seeing loved ones in hospital beds fading away, but trust me, there's a blessing in the storm. Yes, sir. Some of us whose financial situation may not be at its best right now, I serve a God. I'm telling you, there's a blessing in the storm. Some churches are just on Facebook Live. Some churches are outside like us, and some are trying to matriculate back inside. But whether in or out, there's a blessing in the storm. That's why God tells preachers to preach in season and out of season. Preach when folk want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word. So I came by to encourage you this morning that whatever you're going through, there's a blessing in the storm. Kirk Franklin and the New Nation Generation penned that song, there's a blessing in the storm. Kirk Franklin pens these words. He said, when I cannot hear the sparrow sing, when I cannot feel the melody, there's a blessing in the storm. He said, when sickness won't leave my soul, y'all hear me now? And the pain just won't leave me alone. It's all right. Y'all know why? Because there's a blessing in the storm. I'm telling y'all this morning that there's a blessing in the storm. Hallelujah. Jesus comes, Matthew 14, and he's walking toward them after the storm came. But if we back up, Jesus had just fed a multitude of 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Some theologians say 20 souls he fed. He fed them with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. That's a blessing in the storm. And Mark 6 and John 6 records this very act. But the difference is that Matthew is the only one that records the fact that Jesus and Peter walked on the water. Mark says that Jesus walked on the water, does not mention Peter. But he said that the people saw, that they saw Jesus, the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, Sister Queenie, and they were amazed, but they did not understand. Because their hearts were hard. Preachers, deacons, saints, when you're talking to your family, when you're trying to encourage folk, when you're telling them what does saith the Lord, when they're in a storm and you've already been through that storm and you're telling them everything gonna be all right, and they act like they don't hear you. They can't hear you because their heart is hard and they can't perceive what you're saying, but that's okay. Just lift your hand, look them in the eye, walk away, don't fuss at them. Just say there's a blessing in the storm. John 6:16-21 says the same thing. That once Jesus performed this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, that the people tried to make Jesus a king. That's for somebody right now. Don't let folk lift you up. Let God lift you up. Because if folk lift you up, they can pull you down. But when God exalts you, if the whole world is against you, they can't stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Why? Because there's a blessing in the storm. When you can't sleep at night, there's a blessing in the storm. When you don't have an appetite, there's a blessing in the storm. I don't speak to preachers today on Facebook Live and preachers that are here. Keep on preaching. There's a blessing in the storm. Yes, but Walter Ratliff at his house got some underlying conditions, amen, and he may be going through in his body, but if God be for him, who can be against him? There's a blessing in the storm. Apostle Zella Case, don't worry about it. She's the author of many books and writer and lover of preachers and lovers of church, going through struggling in her body. But I'm here today to tell her there's a blessing in the storm. Minister Jeff Cook does his best to try to love the Lord. I tell you, good to his pastor, amen. And he loves you all because
to come out here and do things that you all don't even know what's going on while he's in the storm, because he understands there's a blessing in the storm. Yeah. Mr. Lamont Turner's the same way. Has many businesses, amen. He works hard, amen. He does what he needs to do. He probably could be in the bed like most folk who work 7 days a week, amen. And yet when Sunday comes, they can't come to church if they had an opportunity because they're tired. But yet this man keep on coming and coming and coming. Why? Because there's a blessing in the storm. Why you keep on coming, amen? After you've been through all you've been through. And we sang the song, Trouble in My Way. Lee Williams, help me out. I got to cry sometime, ain't that right? Trouble in my way. I got to cry sometime. But he said, that's all right. Ain't that right? Jesus will fix it. Why? Because there's a blessing in the storm. Immediately, verse 22, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat before him and go to the other side. Because sometimes Jesus got to get you out the way, amen, because you will fall off into pride, amen. Because if you think about it, most folk that want to make Jesus a king, they probably will try to make his boys kings, amen. But Jesus said, no, we got work to do. We got ministry to do. The ministry on this side is already done. It's time for us to go to the other side, but there's a blessing in the storm. Now, Jesus knew that the storm was coming because he's all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-wise. So when you go through life and God tells you to go to the other side, he's telling you there's a blessing in the storm. Let me talk to somebody today who's trying to hold on to the same people and the same situation. Notice that everybody did not go to the other side. Only the disciples and the Lord went to the other side. I wish I had somebody. Everybody with you now cannot go with you to the other side because they don't trust God like you do. They don't believe God like you do. They don't thank God like you do. They don't honor God like you do. They're not trying to build his kingdom. They're trying to build their kingdom. So God's going to separate you from some people. You got to go to the other side and meet the storm on the way. But it's okay because there is a blessing in the storm. When they get to the, they was ready to go to the other side. He said, Jesus sent the multitude away. That's for somebody today, church. Let's stop trying to send folk away. Let's stop trying to put folk in their place. Make sure you got your house in order. Get the plank out your eye first. You not the Holy Ghost. I'm not the Holy Ghost. Let God take care of his people. Let God operate the church. And watch what happens when the storm rises against the church. He said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why? There's a blessing in the storm. Here Jesus sends them away. He said he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And this was somebody, you got to steal away. You got to pray, amen. You got to learn in this storm and this pandemic that you got to pray to God so that you can persevere through your storm. Because I'm telling you, if you're not in a storm is coming, or you're going toward a storm, but there's a blessing in the storm. So you got to learn to pray to God. Not my will, but thine will be done, amen. Thank you, Lord, for this day and my daily bread, amen. Because God will bless you right in the middle of a storm. It's a blessing in the storm. He sent the multitude away. He went up on the mountain to pray by himself. Then verse, and then in the B clause of 23, it said, when evening came, he was alone there. That's for somebody. You got to get away sometime. Get away from people sometime. And get in the presence of God so he can speak to your heart and speak to your mind and give you direction, amen, so that you can understand that there is a blessing in the storm. Jesus goes up on the mountain to pray. He's alone. I don't know if you've ever been there when God was calling me into the ministry. I was in the crowds of people when I was all by myself. I was alone, but I wasn't lonely. That's about somebody now. Some people, y'all already got to have somebody around. Y'all already got somebody pat you on your back and validate you. Everybody patting you on the back don't mean they for you. They might pat you on the back with one hand and have a knife in the other hand. They might smile while you're looking and frown when you turn around. But that's all right. You know why, Brother Cliff? Because there's a blessing in the storm. Blessing in the storm. Mark 6. They were amazed, but they did not understand. John 6, they wanted to make Jesus a king. In his Christian walk of faith, you're going to go through some rough times. Listen to me. People tell you that if you join the church, if you just get baptized and just come to Jesus, everything gonna be all right. That's contrary to the word of God. No, it's not. Your faith has to be tested and proved to see if you're really a child of God. Let's come on down to earth and talk a little bit. When somebody tells you that they love you, the proof of that love is they're going to do something to prove to you that they care for you. Not when everything is going good. How you gonna find out they really love you is when you make a mistake, when you do something wrong, when you're not there like you said you was gonna be, and they are still there for you. They are trying to tell you that I love you, and no matter what you're going through in your storm, they're the blessing in the storm. We're gonna go through some rough times. Storms gonna come, but storms don't last forever. Storms don't come, but storms is different. The enemy, the devil, he brings storms to destroy you. He brings storms to block you and stop you from doing what God has told you to do and what you desire to do. But God doesn't do that. He brings storms to make us stronger. He makes storms to bring us, make us better. He creates storms so that we can see him in the storm. Here it is, verse 24. The boat was now in the middle of the sea. That's when most of your trouble come, not in the Genesis or your beginning or when you're trying to do something, but just when you get your business up on the off on the road, just when you get your career started, just when you get the best job that you wanted, the man that you prayed for, the woman that you prayed for. It's not then, it's in the middle of the relationship that the storm gonna come. But it's all right, cause it said that when evening came, he was alone, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the wave. Waves gonna come. Wind gonna come, but it's all right. Let me give you a scripture. Psalm 107, if you're writing 29, say it's the Lord that steals the storm. There's nothing in your life that God does not have control over. Nothing that's bigger than my God. Psalm 107, not only does God steal the storm, but it said the Lord makes the waves and the sea hush. I don't know if you ever seen the waves of the sea or the waves at the beach when a storm is coming and they are raising up. They are powerful and they will drown you. Amen. But the Bible just said that the Lord can say, hush, and the storm will be still. Look at all the storms we've had this year, hurricanes. We have so many that we ran out of names, and now we're going into the Greek alphabet, amen, of the names of storms, and storms are still coming. Some storms come right at North Carolina, and for whatever reason, they pass by us. Ain't that right? They either go back out to the sea, they go north, they go south, but they go around us, amen. Why? Because there's a blessing in the storm. While most states are taking wood and sand and trying to block it all, we don't have to worry about it sometimes because God just stand up and say, peace be still, and the storm passed by North Carolina, and there's a blessing in the storm. What do? We in the boat, arguing, fussing, contrary to each other. Won't give God the praise. Won't pray for our brothers and our sisters. Dividing each other. Democrat, Republican, black, white, this, that, and the other. Now, be quiet. I'm a child of the King. And anybody that calls on my God is my sister and my brother. Because there's a blessing in the storm. Sick, I'm blessed. Broke, I'm blessed. Betrayed, I'm blessed. Walk away. That's all right, because I'm blessed. There's a blessing in the storm. Fourth watch of the night, between 3 and 6. I don't know who about had been sick before. There's something about being sick that in the night hour, that's when the pain escalates. That's right. And if you got the type of pain that when you roll over in the bed, it wakes you up at night. Or if you are in the bed and you're sleeping good tonight, but for some reason you got to get up and relieve yourself, and then that pain reminds you that I'm still here. Amen. You have to remind yourself that there's a blessing in the storm. In the dark hours of your life, the Lord will show up. The Bible says in verse 20, here it is, that the wind was contrary, Brother Jeff. And verse 25 said in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the water. Oh, stop right there. At first, Jesus is on the mountain praying. And he sees them in the boat rowing, trying to get where they are. But notice something. They're not getting anywhere. More in Mark 4, Jesus was on the boat in the bottom sleep. The storm came. The ship never stopped. The ship kept going. in this particular one, Jesus is not on the ship. They rowing for all they're worth. Hey, man, they ain't getting nowhere. But Jesus comes to them on the water. I'm still trying to tell you that you might not think that the Lord is there because you can't feel him and it looks like the enemy has you in a pickle, but I'm telling you that there's a blessing in the storm. I'm trying to tell somebody today, I wish I felt like preaching the way I feel it, but my body just won't take it. That there's a blessing in the storm. In the darkest hour of your life, Jesus will come. Say that Jesus came walking on the water. And most theologians will tell you and they will argue that that was a miracle. I tell you, that wasn't no miracle. You talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God? That wasn't no miracle. You talking about the one who could cast out demons and raise the dead? That wasn't no miracle. You talking about Jesus Christ who could take dirt and spit on it and make it mud and put it on a blind man's eye and he can see? That ain't no miracle. Jesus Christ walking on the water was not no miracle. That was just something he could do. Because in 1 Corinthians it tells me that God the Father has put everything under his feet. Even the devil himself is under the feet of the Lord. So for him to walk on water, it wasn't no miracle for Jesus to walk on the water. He can walk on your situation. He can walk on your bills. He can walk on your health. He can walk on your family situation and take authority over everything because there's a blessing in the storm. But the miracle was, and to us, and I'm getting ready to go, is that a man walked on the water. That Peter walked on the water. The most hard-headed, backbiting, bickering preacher I've ever seen in my life, doing everything wrong, saying everything wrong, yet God was with them because there's a blessing in the storm. Bible says, here it come. Jesus came to them, verse 27, he said, it said when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they thought it was a ghost. Because in those days, they thought that the spirit of the sailors that died on the sea, amen, was then when you crossed over, that though the storm was indicative of those spirits raising up, amen, and they would grab whoever it was that was trying to cross over to the other side. But then Jesus let them know. It said, verse 27, when they cried out, verse 27, immediately Jesus spoke to them. Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. Same thing he told Moses. Amen. Y'all remember? He said, I am that I am. I wish I had somebody. I am the bread of life in John 6. Jesus is telling him who he is. And notice this. Verse 28 said, Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it's you. Greek translation, Sister Shakita, don't say, Lord, if it's you. The Greek translation saying, since it is you. Since it is you, Lord, call me to come out on the water. Y'all know what happened? A man walked on the water. Usain Bolt, racing in the Berlin races in the 100-meter dash. Usain Bolt was recorded in the 100-meter dash between 60 and 80 meters. He got up to 27 miles per hour, almost 28, Brother Slim. That means he was the fastest recorded human being in history. But as I began to study this text, I found out for you and I to walk on the water, we have to run 67 miles per hour to be able to walk on the water. Amen. Amen. 67 miles per hour. Can you imagine that? But notice this. It didn't say that Peter ran. It didn't say that he walked. It said he stepped first. Amen. Out on the water. Lord, if it be you, I don't care what everybody else say. I don't care what everybody else do. Let him stay in the boat. But Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. Bible says that he stepped out on the water. Amen. And as he come out on the word of Jesus, on the word of God, that's for somebody right here, especially the church, we got to stop doing tradition. Stop going on what we know and how we feel and what folk used to do and start listening to the voice of God. Because that's why Peter sank. Bible says he sank because he took his eyes off Jesus. But y'all got to realize he was a fisherman, used to being on the boat, knowing what the waves could do to you, amen. And when he stepped out on the water and he saw the boisterousness of the wave and he felt the wind, he probably reverted back to something he used to know, amen. But you got to stop going on what you know and go on what God says. God says, come. The man got up, came out the boat. Here it is, write it down, verse 29, so you can go back when it seems like you sinking. You can go and understand that if God did it before, God can do it again. Yeah, let it know in Matthew 5:45, it rains on the just as well as the unjust. about. They say so he came when Peter had come down out the boat. Look at it. He walked on the water to Jesus. Ain't that a sweet thing to be on the sea and be able to walk on the water to Jesus? See, y'all still looking at the water. But despite your situation, I'm telling you to step out the boat and walk to Jesus. I'm sick, Lord. I'm on this walker, but I'm coming, Lord. Everybody that walked away from me, that's all right. I'm still coming, Lord. I ain't got a dime in my pocket, amen. Just $45 I got, Lord, that's all I got. But I'm coming. I'm going to give it to you. I want you to bless it. I want you to break it. I want you to multiply it. Why? Because there's a blessing in the storm. Peter got out, walked on the water. When he saw the boisterousness of the wind, he said he was afraid. Y'all see it? That's why some of y'all still in the boat, fussing about other people who got out the boat, talking about people who trying to do something with their life. You in the house scared, amen. He began to sing. But no, here it is. He cried out, Lord, save me. Psalm 34, 17 and 20. Said those who, if you call on the Lord, he going to hear you and he going to deliver you. Lord, have mercy. Verse 30 says, Peter said, Lord, save me. Verse 31 said, immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. But when he caught him, he said to him, oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? Now notice the boys in the boat still ain't got out. I wish I had somebody. Even that little faith that Peter had was enough for him to get out the boat and walk on the water. The other folk in the boat must not have no faith at all because they did not get out the boat. Now I'm trying to tell you, when God calls you out your boat, you get out that boat and you go for it. Y'all heard Brother Seneca say it this morning, didn't you? That he getting out the boat, amen. Everybody said it should be done like this. Everybody saying we used to do it like that. Brother Seneca said, no, it's time to do something that's really effective, amen. And get out the boat, amen. Do it the way God said it. Take care of some people, amen. It's time to walk on the water. Oh, you a little faith, why'd you doubt? But it's all right, here it is. He's saved, right? Because Jesus reached down and got him out the water. He's saved. But here it is, this for somebody. Some of us are saved, but we're still not delivered. You still soul is saved, but you keep doing the same thing over and over and over. And oh, you keep telling the Lord, I'm not going to do it. Lord, if you save me from this, I'm not going to do it anymore. And you go right back to doing the same thing. But that's all right. We serve a merciful God. Verse 32 said, when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Lord, have mercy. They're on the water, Jesus and Peter. Jesus picks Peter up out the water, turns him around, leads him back to the boat. And the Bible says, when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Deliverance came. That's for somebody. Don't get ahead of God. Just come to God like he says. Wherever he leads you, that's where you need to go. But notice this, the boat was designed to take them to the other side. He wasn't supposed to swim to the other side. He wasn't supposed to catch another boat to the other side. He was supposed to get to the other side by the boat he was in. Y'all are going to miss that. That's why folks jump from church to church to church and relationship to relationship to relationship because they're not rooted and grounded in the Lord and they don't know how to just stand the boat by faith and trust God till they get to the other side. I'm gone because y'all don't feel like having church, but I do. The wind ceased when they got into the boat. Here it is. And when they got into the boat, verse 33, here's my quote. Then those who were in the boat came and worship him. Y'all see it? Y'all see it? When you get in your rightful place, when you have stepped out on faith like God told you, when you get strong in the Lord, your words are not going to get folk to come and worship the Lord. Your actions are. When they got back into the boat, everybody came and worshiped God. In Mark 4 and 5, when Jesus said, let us go to the other side, and he hushed the winds and the wave, they said, what manner of man is this? But when the man came walking on the water, saved their friend, got into the boat, and hushed the storm, they said, truly, this is the Son of God. I'm gone. When I tell you that, the Bible says, when they crossed over to the other side, that verse 34, that means that whatever God send you out to do, you're going to accomplish that thing, and he's going to walk with you. You might not be able to see it in the storm, but my God is able to deliver you. Your body might be hurting right now. You might need a healing, amen. But God is able to deliver. Do y'all know what it's like to have friends and family in hospice and in the hospital, and you can't go see them, and it seems like they sick alone and they die alone? The devil is a lie. The Lord said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. You might can't go to the hospital, but the Holy Spirit can go to the hospital. You might can't touch them, but the Lord can touch them. You might can't raise them up, but the Lord. There's a blessing in the storm. This is for somebody today. Those who need to be saved, you need to come to the Lord today. Bishop Case, in one of her great books, talks about focus and finishing. In the book, she describes coming to the Lord. She talked about being careful of distractions of technology, distractions of family, even distractions of the church. And she does a very good job to tell you that you ought to keep your eyes on Jesus. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 12 said, fix your eyes on the Lord. Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. He starts your faith, and he walks with you through this lifetime, and then he finishes your faith. Death can't hold you. Sickness can't hold you. Trouble can't hold you. Whatever God has for you is for you. There's a blessing in the storm. There's somebody who have not given your life to the Lord, have heard the gospel, but you have not confessed it, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Have not come and you believe it, but you have not come and honored God's word and went into the baptismal waters. This is the time to give your life to the Lord. If everybody is saved, but if you're not, just think about it. If you don't come now, go to him. Amen. Before it's too late. There are others who need deliverance. If you need deliverance today, I want you don't worry about what everybody else say. I want you to get outside your boat and look to heaven, to the hills from which cometh your help. All your help comes from the Lord. Get out the boat. That boat is your car. Get out of that boat and let the Lord bless you today. Or stay on in the boat, amen, and be troubled, amen. But it's time to get out of the boat, amen. If there's somebody who's brave enough to get out the boat. All right, well, I'm done. I'm done right here. Before I give the benediction, is Sister Betty here? Sister Covington? Is she? Where is Sister Covington? Sister Covington, meet me halfway. Give me my mask on. I'm telling everybody else to put their mask on. Amen. Let me honor what I say. Ain't that right? Come on, Sister Covington. I ain't gonna bite you. And Sister Angela. Is Sister Angela here today? She's not here. That's all right. Sister Woods, would you come? You able to come? You and Brother Woods, are you able to come? That's fine. Sister Governor. Be quiet. Bible says that the Lord rewards faithfulness. That's all right. I'll step around. I see you want your feet wet. No problem. That's all right. Boy, if you was coming to get me in the storm, you'd turn around, wouldn't you? Because you wouldn't. This is from the musicians and preachers initiated Mr. Cook. That's determined. Because you bring us something to drink, you think enough of us to bring us something to drink every time outside. You never miss the time. And so we just want to bless you with a little something and thank you and let you know that we thank you for what you do. Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. Amen. All right, Sister Woods. We blessed this past y'all already. And you know your pastor. Forgot it, didn't he? But we blessed it. And you have some writing here. Great scripture. And when you're going through your storm, don't turn around in the storm. Keep going. Amen. And pray. You hear me? And let God do what God does. And
go on over to the other side and leave all the folk on the shore. Or in the boat, go on to the other side. Okay? All right. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Amen. Well, if y'all ready to go home, I know I am. Musicians, God bless you. Let's give them a hand clap of praise. Thank them one more time. Amen. God bless you, singers. We thank you. We love you. Brother Jeff, God bless you, man, for doing Facebook Live for us. We have the internet. Amen. It's up and running. Amen. And so we got the password and everything. So if you come out and you need to get on, we can do that. Now let's look to the hill from which comes out here. Lord, as we come now, God, to glorify you and to thank you. Thank you, God, that so many times in the storm, God, that we weren't able to see you. Yet, Lord, you was there watching. Even now, God, down here, you're blessing us. You're with us in the form of your Holy Spirit. But the Bible says that you, him, Jesus, is sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession, praying for us while we're down here roaming. God, we thank you for what you're doing for us. God, I ask you to bless every family, every soul under the sound of my voice. God, forgive us for anything in us that's not like you. And God, we ask you that you would continue to make us better and to make us more like you. Continue to remember the names that I prayed on the prayer list, God, that they will come out of their sickness, God. We ask you, God, to even bless now a lot of our leaders, God, even the President of the United States who's sick with corona, and this nation is so sick, and people all over the world. God, we realize we can't get out of it until you touch, until you move, until you save, until you heal, and until you deliver. God, we cannot do it. Now my blessing for your people is this. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen. Amen and amen. Look at somebody else, give you power to tell them to try. Look down at your neighbor and tell them there's a blessing in the storm.
Thank you, sir. There's a blessing in the storm. You can't sleep, there's a blessing in the storm. You still can't sleep.